Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? You are listening to the 1,566th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network, and I am Adrian, Misunderstandings Allen, better known today as Misunderstood Adrian, and as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D-Block Church, the place for the whosoever wills, you know. We come every other Thursday at 9 p.m., and we just sit back and talk about some stuff, but we allow any and everybody that can hear, or really what I say today is like if you can inhale and exhale, you have the ability to be a whosoever will. And how does that work? That would say that if you believe it, you can receive it, and you can achieve it. So let's go. So tonight, if you are listening and you'd like to join me live on the air, the number to call in is 319-527-6091. You can press 1 to join, and then what will happen is you will hear a beep, and then that will be your turn to speak. So again, the number 319-527-6091. Now, if you are watching me or trying to watch me, I think the best place to go to get this live broad stream, live stream would be on YouTube on the Misunderstood Adrian page. The way that we welcome you at D-Block Church is we say, what up, what up, what up. Now, I've done a lot of different D-Block churches, and sometimes they get dedicated to something or, you know, something monumental might happen to me, and then I say, oh, wait, I got to bring this to the block. So tonight, I think I need to dedicate this to my mentor and friend. His name is Antonio T. Smith, Jr., and the ATS Business University, all the classmates, everybody that was there that day, because we were in class the other day, y'all, and he dropped some stuff. And I mean, it was, he said it, and he just said it like matter-of-factly, like, you know, this is what I see. And I thought about it, and I said, you know what, I got to bring this to the block. So tonight, what we are going to be talking about is what is it that you're really looking for? Are you looking for a miracle or are you looking for a metaphor? 319-527-6091 is the number. And I'm going to just tell you how it went down. So we were in the meeting in the morning, and Antonio said something, and he was talking, and he's telling me, he's talking about different people and how you frame people, and people are who they are and everything, and you being the business owner that you are going to be, you need to know the people that you deal with. But then he said something about faith-based people, you know, people that believe in something. That we focus on miracles. No, it's like we're turning our miracles into metaphors. And I was like, ooh, smack. But, you know, usually how they say when the truth hurts, it kind of smacks you in your, you know, it hits you a little bit harder to the point where you want to throw it out. But before I threw it out, I said, oh, no, 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 no. This is a whole D-block. Let's take this to D-block and let's do what D-Block do. So I'm inviting you to join in because this can be more than one person's conversation. But I'm just thinking that after the Tuesday that we had this week, y'all know what I'm talking about the 22. So it was a whole bunch of twos, and it was on Tuesday. So I saw a teacher wrote it down to the point where when the teacher wrote it down, the teacher wrote Tuesday, like the two with the apostrophe S, like it was Tuesday and it was all the twos. So that was really cute. But as I started to listen to people and find out more and more and more about these Tuesdays, the twos, it's supposed to be something spiritual, you know, like to the point where if you are aligned with what God is trying to say in your life and you see what is supposed to be happening, it was supposed to be the day of like enlightenment where everything was supposed to line up. And if you, you know, if you were on your way to doing something, then that was the launch day. That was the day to start. And then every day after that, you'll see something or hear something that really stops you in your tracks, but it adds to whatever it is that you're really trying to do in life, you know, if you're lined up. And if you weren't lined up, then that was a day to kind of recenter yourself, to get lined up so that you can start to see things the way that God is trying to call you into your light, or, you know, to find out what it is that you've really been sent here to do. Because, you know, we do all have like a purpose. We all have a plan. But are you looking for a miracle or are you looking for a metaphor? First thing I needed to do, and I need to do for anybody that's out there that's listening, I wanted to go and say, what exactly is a metaphor? Because really, it's a figure of speech. You know, it's like the word or a phrase that's applied to an action or an object, but it's not literally applicable to the object. It's like, you know, when it says that the faith that we have can move mountains. Okay? And we hear it a lot. And as much as we hear it, that's really all it is. They're words that is talking, but you have to put actions behind your words. You got to put meaning to those words in order for your faith to move mountains. Now, I know that it sounds funny because a lot of people will say it, but people really are standing at the bottom of mountains. And they are literally giving up. They can't even get past that hump. You know, like they don't even begin to start moving up the mountain. Like, well, excuse me, because I know I just touched a part right there, because some people think that they don't even have to walk up the mountain. They feel as though they can move the mountain and not do any work. Don't take it like that, because that's probably why you're still standing down at the bottom of the mountain, or maybe not a mountain. Maybe just in the valley. And some people get in the valley and seem like they are stuck in the valley, and then they live in the valley, and then they make their lives work towards the valley. Like, well, they say, I wouldn't really be able to do this, or I wouldn't be able to do that because I'm actually in the valley. And when you have a valley mindset, it's almost like, well, I should say, when you're on your way out of the valley, you finally figured it out, where it's like, you know what, I can move out of this valley. Because if you listen to the word, David says, yea, though I walk through the valley. So if we get into the through the valley, we understand that we won't always be in the valley. But what changes us? What makes us move? Because if the metaphor is literally saying that I have faith to move the mountain, we believe that we can just say it, but you literally have to understand that that becomes a miracle. Because think about all of the different mountains that you've had to climb. Think about all of the situations you've been in, and you never thought that you would get out of it. Didn't they go away? Like, ask yourself, literally, are you looking for a miracle, or are you sitting in that metaphor? I literally, truly believe that if you believe in miracles, like the same way that it came true one day, it will come true again. It does come true because, well, I don't know. I can only speak from my own experiences. But the one thing that I know is that when I was at my worst, at my lowest, I got through it. And that right there says way more to me, because I know each day I stand in a miracle. I look at a miracle. I am a miracle. Somebody says, yeah, well, I'm a miracle because this happened or that happened. Some people call it luck. I look at it and I ask the question tonight, honestly, do you see a miracle? Or are you really just resting in the metaphor? One thing I do know, how about this? In 2010, I was struggling with something going on in my body, and I couldn't really put it together. I didn't know what it was. I didn't even know the first step to begin to just know to feel better, because I just knew that what I had in my body, it wasn't right. Like, my arms weren't moving right. Like, sometimes I would pause and I didn't know why, and I would get stuck, and I got scared. So I ain't gonna make the long story that short, but I want you to know that I had to see something that I really couldn't see. It wasn't there. I was going past what my body felt, but I had something holding inside of me. Now, I wouldn't be able to tell you what it was then. I can tell you what it is today, and that was the fact that I knew that no matter what I was going through, that God was going to get me out of it. Why? Because like I said before, I'm a person that knows what the struggle looks like. So to know what the struggle looks like, you have to rest on something that's bigger than that struggle. Yeah, I have a faith. What's the other one? Well, no, because if you say faith like a mustard seed, that's not a metaphor. That's more like a, what's it called? A simile, because it uses like or as. Child, I was in here doing my grammar work. Look, I was doing my grammar work for y'all just to make sure that we could understand, because it's literally sitting there like love can open any door. I mean, you can use it as a metaphor, but think of the miracle. Love can open any door. That says that regardless of what situation, what it looks like, how it works, what's going on in it, there will always be another opportunity, because God will step in and open that door. God will bring someone to you or whatever. Now, like I'm saying to you, God brought me a doctor. The day I was in the emergency room trying to figure out what was wrong with me, God sent a doctor in for his morning with lunch pail in his hand, prepared for his busy day at work. And I had one of my little things, and he happened to see it. He stopped. He asked me a question. I didn't give him the right answer. Well, I gave him the answer that I thought it was, because, well, if you're watching, he said, what is this? And for those that are out there and you guys are listening, I have my thumb, but I am pumping my thumb up and down. And he said, what is this? And I said, it is Thumpkin. You know, where is Thumpkin? Where is Thumpkin? Here I am. Here I am. How are you? Y'all know what I'm talking about. So when I said it was Thumpkin, he told me to call the people that I know if I had something to do, and that he was going to put me in the hospital and he was going to figure out what was wrong with me. Now, I'm not sure about you, but if you're looking for a metaphor, I can't show you that right there. That was nothing but a miracle, that I was in the right place, he was in the right place, and I answered the right question the wrong way. Because today I stand in a completely different situation, diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, but I have a complete control over what's going on. And I have an impeccable medical team, all because of this one situation. To me, I look at that and stand on that and say, that is a miracle. Because the show ain't no metaphor. But look at the children of Israel that were all in Egypt. Because there were so many different nations that were in Egypt, right? But those were like the first, what, there was like 10 plagues, I think, that were sent, but they all saw them, right? So each one of them were acts of God doing something, showing power that really was not to be seen. However, when they seen the plagues and then they seen them affect the Egyptians, but not them, I would call that a miracle. But that's when I realized, wow, things can happen, but it's really about the way you perceive them to happen. Because if you are looking at something that I'm looking at, and I call it a miracle, but you think of it really literally as a metaphor, how is your story going to be retold? Because you're not going to retell that story with the same power that I am, because I'm resting on the miracle and not so much on the fact that I'm just talking and it ain't really going to happen. What I realized is that we sit in a place where it's easier to be upset. It's easier to hold a grudge. It's easier to just say, oh, I can't do it or I can't make it. But if you are really, really, really pulling on something, you're going to believe in it even more. And that's what I realized is what we do. Look at it this way. If you are talking to a person and you know this person and you believe that this person is trustworthy, they have already shown you who they are, you will take any kind of trip with them. You will do anything for them. You will do whatever they say. You are all for it. Let an untrustworthy person come and give you an offer. Half of us won't even take it. Half of us won't even look like we want to entertain do you understand? And it's like, what are we doing in that moment? Because have we now cut someone off because of the way that we perceive them? But I realize that the way that we see things really literally determines how we see them. Because you can talk to you blue in the face, because if you are untrustworthy, no one is listening to you. If you have a record of not following through or not coming through on what it is that you're going to do, when the next person tells you that they want you to do this, they're not going with you. Why? Because you live for metaphors and they're looking for miracles. You don't believe in the things that you say. So because of the fact that you don't believe in the things that you say, it becomes a little bit different. So it's like back to the Israelites. So many different nations, so many different groups of people all getting these miracles. They're all witnessing the same thing. But the way I tell that story is different. And then generation after generation after generation after generation, if I believe that it was only a metaphor from the beginning, 3-4 generations down, they might not even tell the story. But if we believe that it was a miracle, and we keep seeing miracles happen every day, daily, the way that miracles really do happen, you start to walk in a belief system to the point where no matter what it is, you can move it. If it's a mountain, it will be moved. It will be moved. You might not move it today, but that mountain will be moved. Why? Because if you believe it, you're going to make it move. You're going to do the things that are happening to keep you from being stagnant at the bottom of that mountain. Now, I said something earlier about making the first over the first hump, and I felt someone like, oh, I'm not moving. My question is why? How is it that you could sit, understand, and know that you're down, you're wherever you are, there's a lot of reasons why we're down. Like, so I'm not even really going to talk about the fact that why you're down, but the fact that you know that you're down, the only place for you to go is up, you know? So when I say that, I don't mean that metaphorically. I mean that you can really literally change your position. How do you change your position? You have to change your perspective. So how does that happen? You stop looking at your miracles as metaphors and literally accept them for what they are. Miracles. Why? Because the same way that it happened one day, you got to believe and know that it's going to happen again. You can't think that it's going to happen for someone else, but not for you. That's what it seems as if when Antonio was talking, he was trying to say that people that believe, they believe it when the preacher is preaching it. They believe it when they're hearing about it or when they're studying it. But when they're living their lives, they're living it almost like in a defeat, like where it really can't happen. I remember when it happened, but it can't happen again. 319-527-6091 is the number. Because you might be out there, and you really might be going through something to the point where all you can see it for is the metaphor. And you might need to step into the miracle. You might need to grab that faith that will, like they say, the faith of a mustard seed. Now, faith of mustard seed will move mountains. So that really says that you only need a little bit of faith. But what I'm telling you today is that you need a little bit of faith every day to take you every single day to get you a little bit further and further and further and further and further up the mountain. So that one day when you look up, that mountain has moved. And when I mean the mountain has moved, I mean, like they say, trouble don't last always. And that's an easy way for me to say it. Trouble don't last always. And when you know that trouble don't last always, it's almost easier to rest in a miracle. Because you can look at your miracle and say, hey, how's your day going? Hey, you know, with that, I'm blessed. No, I'm sitting in my miracle on a daily. Most people that know me know that there is something that happens when you can actually get to a place where no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, you'll be able to come through with your miracle. Now, there is something that happened. Let's see. The splitting of the Red Sea. When they saw the splitting of the Red Sea, how do you believe that was interpreted? Because literally, you know, the sea doesn't really open up. But the sea did open up. You know what I mean? The sea doesn't really open up. It can't really just do that and let you walk through the floor. Da, 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 da. Why not? Because if God is in it, there is no limit. So why not say that it didn't happen that way? The only person that says that it didn't happen that way is the person that believes in the metaphor is not looking for the miracle. To the point where when I tell that story, it was a great story, but it won't ever happen for me. Oh, yeah, the preacher says that this happens and the preacher says that that'll happen, but it'll never happen for me in my life. Aw, it's like you take the joy out of knowing who God is. You take the joy out of knowing that you can make it through it. I think the only people that, okay, I'm not going to say that. I'm not even going to say that because I was about to say something. I was about to say something, but I think if I say it without the actual story and everything, someone might misconstrue what I'm saying. But, okay, so I know a lot of people deal with depression, and I know a lot of people deal with, like, suicidal thoughts. And to me, the person that literally goes through with it, they have only seen the metaphor, and they've never experienced the miracle because they don't believe that it can happen for them. That's why it's important for us to be able to see and know that any and everything that has ever been said has the ability to happen. And when it does, it would be considered to be a miracle. If you look at it and give it the power of a miracle that it is, that is exactly what you will find. You will find yourself in a miracle. You will be expressing it like it happened in a miracle. And then when someone tells you or someone says to you that they feel like that or they're in that same situation, guess what you're going to use? You're going to use that situation that you're in, and you're going to talk about it, and you're going to bring that person out of wherever they are, because that's what a miracle can do. What happened for me can happen for you. And if you don't believe it, the best thing I could do is tell you to keep living it. Keep seeing it. Because one, geez, you will see it. And tonight, the easiest way for you to see a miracle is to know and have a relationship with Christ. If you don't know by now that you got a friend that is closer than a brother, you got a lawyer that will talk you out of that crime, like get you out of that. You got a doctor that can heal you. You know, if you can't put those things in place, then you might be looking at life like it's a metaphor. Miracle or metaphor? How do you see it? Where do you see it? And how will you then be able to tell someone else about it? Because I'm telling you right now, I believe that the reason why we are where we are in today is because many people have taken the things that have happened to them in life, the miracles that they have come through, the accomplishments and everything that they have come through, and literally don't believe that God will do it again. Yeah, so what? You messed up and you did this and you did that. But there's so many people walking around, third, fourth, fifth, 105 chances, all kinds of things. These people walk around knowing that miracles are just around the corner. Miracles are just, it's just what God do. He sends them to you. A lot of us are so caught up in other things that we miss our miracles and blessings because of the fact that you really just think he opens doors. But, you know, like, that's just something to say. But that opportunity right there really wasn't a door that you could have walked through. You know? Like someone's just sitting there and they're like, they need help with this or whatever, and this is your wheelhouse, this is what you do. And instead of you saying or offering your services, you just kind of walk away from the person and never really take advantage of anything that just happened. We can't say that love didn't open the door. We can just say that you didn't pay attention to it. We can say that you were sitting there really just in the metaphors of when someone's saying it and you're like, oh, yeah, amen, amen, but never really looking at it like it's something that's going to happen for you in this day, in your lifetime. If you are a person that can't see the miracle, if you are a person that doesn't believe in miracles. If you're a person that thinks that this is something for everyone else and not you, I encourage you to God to open your eyes so he can, so you can see the love that he has for you, so that you can understand, like, one of the biggest miracles in the world is that God came and put a seed in a woman so that there will be a baby that would be born just like you and just like me, and that will live and walk and talk and teach and just like you, well, just like you and just like me, just so that he can die for your sins and my sins, for those sins from back then and the sins of today and the sins of tomorrow. And after dying, laying in the tomb for 3 days and then getting back up, you do know that's a miracle. If you don't see it like that, you can't get it like that, which says that if whichever part of it you don't understand. That's what I'm encouraging you to do tonight. Ask God to open your eyes to see the miracle and get past the metaphor. Metaphors sometimes are holding us up at doors because we don't believe that we can simply walk through them. Because if you don't have enough power in your thought to keep moving, you just sit stagnant looking at the different things that are going on. You know, I've been asking you guys, can you see it? If you can see it, you can move it. But how? It's going to take a miracle. If you're out there and you do not know who Christ is, I'm inviting you tonight to ask Christ to come into your life and show you who he is and show you his love and open doors for you that have been closed for a long time. Move those mountains that you never thought would move. He has the ability to do it all. But I literally, truly believe that it is within the thought of who we are, what we got, what we're given. And when you see it like that, then it becomes more than just that metaphor. It becomes your belief. And miracles do happen. So if you're out there tonight and you've never prayed, you know, the prayer is just a conversation. And you know this is D-Block Church, so Chappie is on the line somewhere, but I don't know if she can give you the finesse another finesse. But like I said, it's 22. It's 2022. This is all about you in 22. And in that, you're not going to be asking for too much. But just to come into your life, order your steps, clean you from all of the dirt that you did, even the thoughts that you have of the dirt that you did, and then literally ask for forgiveness. If you ask for forgiveness and believe in that miracle of him getting up, it's yours. You got it. Then you can walk around as if you know you do got faith that moves mountains. And then when you know you got faith that moves mountains, you can help someone else with their faith and help them move mountains. And that's where miracles lie. And the fact that I know that I can do it, I know that he did it for me, I know that he can do it for you, and I know that he is not just a one-time God. He's an on-time God, not a one-time God. So I'm going to turn it back over to hear the announcement so that we can go on and get the rest of the evening situated. Because I really just believe that a lot of us just need to look at some stuff and think about it and separate it and put it in the situation and say, you know what, God, I'm done with this. I don't have to carry this anymore, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to rest in the fact that I know that there's a miracle on the other side of the room, and I'm going to give it to you. So tonight, I take great pleasure in bringing Brother Papa Hupson back on his line so he can go on and give the announcement. Pop out.
All right, no problem, no problem. Okay, this is a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's broadcast. If you enjoyed tonight's broadcast, please join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour, where we have Reverend Arlene Maddox, and she will be on tomorrow evening. So please join us for tomorrow evening. If you want to hear any of our past broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can just simply type in the show name or the host name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we thank those that share with their friends and family members. We just thank you so much for those that choose to share with their friends and family members. And we just thank you so much. We are broadcasting on Radio Co. We'll give those details later on. For anybody else that enjoy our shows and our broadcasts, please make sure you share with your family members. We just like to thank everybody for joining us for tonight's broadcast. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcement. And Adrian, we're going to turn things back over in your hands.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much. And y'all know where to go for us is PKN Radio. That is actually on your app store right now if you are Androider. I know that. You can go PKN Radio and download us, and you can hear gospel music all day long. I'm telling you, it's a saving. Look, it's a miracle, because if you come from where we are out in PA, they took our gospel away. So PKN Radio is definitely there for you so that you can listen all day long. And we also do redo the shows for the night before. But one thing that I want to say is that if you call in tomorrow, I think, not so much that I should say tomorrow, but any day that you call our line, you should be able to be blessed. And you should be looking forward to being blessed. And the reason why you're looking forward to being blessed is because Purpose Kingdom Network is a miracle. We're not a metaphor. We are here for you. We will see you through whatever you're going through. If you're on Facebook, you know, you can Facebook us on Purpose Kingdom Network. You can email us at Purpose Kingdom Network. I think it's gmail.com. You know, like, we're here. We're touchable. We're there. We're tangible. We are not metaphorical. We are here. We are walking, breathing, talking people, but we are always just a phone call, email away, text, whatever. However you need to get whatever you need off, get it off. If there's something that you need to pray about, pray it out. We got a show for every night. Every person has the ability to be reached. That's a miracle. That means it might be you. This one might not have been for you, but the next one will be for you. And you got to believe that. Why? Because if you don't believe that, then you won't call to get that. He says he's an on-time God. That is not a metaphor. That is a miracle. Every time you turn around and you need him, you can have him. Got to rest on that. So I don't really know who this is for. Could have been for me. Because I definitely know that I look at a lot of miracles in a walk past your metaphor in a day because I don't believe you. I believe that you have it, but you don't believe in what you say. So because you don't believe in what you say, you can't go get that. So you got to believe it. You got to see it. And you can achieve it, right? See it, believe it, achieve it. Can you see it? But no, seriously, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a miracle? Or are you looking for a metaphor? Good night.
He just lived.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.